The chairman of that convention, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, addresses the delegates tonight. Richardson is Hispanic, and his selection as head of the Boston gathering is part of the Democrats' effort to reach out to Hispanic voters, especially in key states. From Boston, NPR's Linda Wertheimer reports.
Governor Bill Richardson may well be able to make the difference for Democrats personally in his own state of New Mexico. In the last presidential election, New Mexico went for former Vice President Al Gore by a few hundred votes. With a popular Democrat in the State House, candidates Kerry and Edwards' chances are much improved. But Richardson believes that there are opportunities for Democrats to do well in several western states. I interviewed him before the convention.
My thesis is that the real areas for opportunity are, for Democrats, the West. People from both coasts move to the West for quality of life, so they tend to be Democratic. Younger voters with younger families are veering Democratic. And then the key, the Hispanic vote, enormously growing fast in Nevada, in Arizona. In New Mexico, it's always been there. In Colorado.
After New Mexico, which is about 40% Hispanic, the Democrats' next best shot is probably Arizona. Could the state that produced Barry Goldwater tip Democratic? Again, there's a Democratic governor, Janet Napolitano, who spoke in a coveted evening slot last night at the convention. Her state is changing in just the way Richardson described. Retirees and young families are moving in, and the state has a large and politically active Hispanic population that Napolitano is counting on.
It's very important and will be more so as the Hispanic population continues to grow. It is the most rapidly growing part of our demographic. Now it's about a fifth of our voters. Soon it will be a quarter of the voters. And it's a population that very interested in education, very interested in health care, very interested in jobs, jobs with futures for their children, very family-oriented.
In Arizona and New Mexico, the Hispanic vote is mainly, though not totally, Democratic. In generally Republican Colorado, that vote has not turned out in decisive numbers up to now. Richardson thinks this will be their year because a popular Democrat, State Attorney General Ken Salazar, is running for the Senate seat vacated by Republican Ben Nighthorse Campbell.
The fact that a Senate Hispanic Attorney General Ken Salazar is going to draw out a huge Hispanic turnout. And so all of a sudden, I believe, Colorado becomes in play that has been traditionally Republican.
Colorado's Hispanic voters are the biggest challenge, even with Salazar. They are 17% of the adult population, but less than 10% of the total vote. Arturo Vargas, director of the National Association of Latino Elected Officials, says that's partly because Colorado's Hispanics have been there for generations.
One of the things that we've seen recently in terms of the Latino vote is that it's been naturalized citizens who have become part of the electorate in higher numbers and better performance numbers than native-born Latinos.
Colorado Senate candidate Ken Salazar is from a family that's been in the state for generations. He's been elected statewide before, and he's planning to run the same kind of campaign again, as he insists, to be the senator for all Colorado's 4.3 million citizens. He will not aim his campaign at Hispanic voters.
I think that they, as a community, will be excited about the fact that there is a Hispanic on the ballot that has an opportunity to win for the first time a major United States Senate seat. So I do think that they will be a factor. I don't see it as being the determining factor.
However, there's a second Salazar running in Colorado. Ken Salazar's brother John is favored for Colorado's 3rd congressional district. Between them, the brothers may turn out an unusual Hispanic vote, and if they do, it might be enough to make the Kerry Edwards ticket competitive in another western state. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Boston.